Welcome to the Core Women Podcast, the place for women entrepreneurs, authors, and self-starters looking to build community and gain valuable insights through expert interviews with women at the top of their game. Join your host, podcaster, producer, expert coach, entrepreneur, and author, Dr. Summer Watson, as she aims to inspire and empower you through these candid conversations. Lean in and embrace the journey. It's time to start the show. Here's your host, Dr. Summer Watson.
Today on the show, I would like to welcome Kim Chesney, a globally recognized author of The Illumination Code, Radical Intuition, and The Psychic Workshop. As the founder of Intuition Lab and The Creative Festival, her work raises awareness about the importance of insight in the evolution of individual and world consciousness. Kim was on the show in 2021, so it has been a while since we've last chatted, so I'm so excited to dive right into this. So welcome, Kim.
Oh, it's great to be back, Summer. Thanks for having me.
It is an absolute pleasure. I can't wait to dive into this, but before we take a deeper dive into your professional journey and your new book, I want to ask you a question. If you were to describe your life in one word, what would that word be? And why is that word significant for you?
Well, the first thing, I'm just going to use my intuition here. This is, I guess, an exercise in our first impressions. And we can talk about that later on in the show. But the first thing that came to my mind, the first word that popped in my head when you said that was unafraid. With me, I think that that reflects one of the principles that I talk about in my work is that to grow and expand and self-actualize, we have to be willing to get outside of our comfort zone. And that's sort of been my MO, I think, throughout my life. I've definitely taken the harder path when I could have definitely taken an easier path if I chose it, but I chose the hard path. And, you know, maybe it wasn't always right, but it was the place that allow me to have the most experience and be true to myself.
Well, I absolutely love that. And unafraid, I haven't had that word yet. So thank you for that.
It's like the curiosity killing the cat thing. I don't know if it's a good thing because sometimes it's good to be afraid, but you know, but I'm just putting it out there.
You know, that's awesome. If our amygdala says that we need to be in that mode, we will. But unafraid and having the courage to step for it and do what your calling is and your passion is, that's what matters. And it takes some people so long to get there, or maybe some people never get there. So that you got there is incredible. So thank you. And I'm so excited, like I said, to talk to you today. So the last time you were on the show, we talked about your book, Radical Intuition, which I absolutely, truly loved. Now, your new book, The Illumination Code, 7 Keys to Unlock Your Quantum Intelligence, has just been released by New World Library. Tell me, Kim, what is the connection between the two books?
Yeah, great question. And I'm so excited to be here with you talking about that transition because this book is still very much related to Radical Intuition as a development and an expansion on the work that we began when we started that book. So with Radical Intuition, we really wanted to understand, you know, how we use our intuition, all the different ways intuition guides us and how it's really a natural function of our life that is infused in everything we do. And if we use our intuition, we do everything better. So it was really this exploration on the many ways for us to actually bring intuition into the world and to use it every day. So as we started doing this and people started seeing all these really great results with their intuition, like, oh my gosh, I'm having these magical moments. I'm feeling aligned with my path. I'm feeling more connected with who I am. People started asking me like, well, how is this actually working? Like, what's actually happening behind the scenes? Even with, you know, when you get into more of the supernatural stuff, like having precognition or telepathy, or when we just know things and we don't know why we know it, things like that. So when you really start to look at intuition, it has this magical component. And in the past, this stuff's sort of been relegated to the supernatural, spirits, the occult. Are we being inspired by angels? What's really going on, right, behind the scenes with our intuition? And what is our higher self? What is all this inner wisdom? And where does it come from? So I set out to answer those questions in The Illumination Code. And it took me down a Oh my gosh. The places that I went with this book totally changed the way that I view the world. It changed the way I understand intuition. I began to work in research with different physicists and sort of renegade scientists who are really sort of pushing the boundaries of physics and how it relates to human consciousness. And now we started to realize that actually all of the things with our intuition that we've experienced, those magical, impossible things that our intuition allows us to do, are now all explained by quantum physics.
Wow, holy cow, this is incredible. And I understand that. I understand that when you start writing, when you start researching, and you start talking to people, that stimulates more conversation around what you're doing. And then more questions are found, right? More questions are asked, more questions are developed. That's what we call additional findings in the research world.
Exactly.
If we didn't have those additional findings or those additional questions, we wouldn't be here at the elimination code. And here we are. It's just like Albert Einstein. He wouldn't have been at the theory of relativity and what all that he discovered unless he started asking questions. And people might have seen that as la la, as like, what are you talking about? But he did it. And he figured some things out. And it was incredible. Just like the Illumination Code, the 7 keys to unlock your quantum intelligence. So as we dive into your new book, please describe in the most foundational terms, please, what is quantum intelligence and is it similar to quantum consciousness?
Great question. So, I started to read books. First book I read that really opened my mind to this was Irvin Laszlo's Science in the Akashic Field. The premise of this book is that, quantum physics is deeply tied to human consciousness. Once you start understanding that, well, of course, for someone like me who's obsessed with intuition, the next step is like, well, if it's tied in with consciousness, it's the reason we have intuition, right? It was the
Yeah.
natural next conclusion. And so I got to meet with Irwin and talk with him about this. And he's a huge proponent for psychic ability and talking about how, yes, all of this stuff is related to quantum physics. So one of the things that I said in Radical Intuition is I would often refer to intuition as quantum thinking. And the reason for that is so when we're doing regular old thinking, like in the everyday garden variety thinking, we do cause and effect, linear thinking. We have a stimulus, we have a response, we figure it out. But intuition doesn't work that way. Intuition is there in an insight. It's a flash. It's an instant knowing, a feeling, an epiphany, a revelation. Einstein talked about it, in his aimless moments, he'd just find the solution. He didn't even think it up. It just dropped into his head. So that's the magic of intuitive thinking. It's not something that you actually have to go through a linear process to solve a problem. It's something that just arrives. So it's very quantum in nature, right? It doesn't obey the laws of our reality where we have to figure things out in a linear fashion. It's something that you can go from point A to point Z without all the figuring out in between, like a wormhole. So that sort of got me thinking about quantum, intuition as a quantum function. And that's really the overall message of the book is that intuition is a quantum phenomenon. So when we use our intuition, instead of start thinking that intuition is just this woo-woo thing for women or like some sort of vestige of our instincts, we have to give it some respect and understand that it's actually a superior form of thinking than our linear rational minds, which are great. We really need those. We need to be intelligent and smart, and it's got us so far. But if we really want to get to the next level, the true genius is found in our quantum intelligence. So it is related to quantum consciousness. It's all sort of the same landscape. I refer to the intelligence really just as the act of quantum thinking.
Gotcha. As quantum is, it really is the idea of matter and energy. So here we are, we're talking about that energy and giving a name to it because, as you said, it's okay that we have woo-woo. We need
Right.
woo-woo, right?
Yes. Yes. Woo was great.
Woo is great. But at the same time, we're putting some structure and understanding to the intelligence, the energy around that, between that.
Yes, and I love what you said about information and energy. And that also keys in on a key point in the book because it's not just energy and it's not just matter, it's information. So, one of the things that we found out that modern physics has recently established as a truth, which really isn't in the mainstream understanding yet, is that when you break down all of this stuff, right? In reality, we know E equals MC squared. So we know that matter and energy are just two forms of the same thing. We remember that from Einstein, and you know, that's become a very popular idea. But what hasn't really come into the mainstream yet is if you break down both energy and matter, when you break it down to the fundamental state, it's information. So they've realized that information is the fundamental building block of the universe. So you break down all these particle atoms underneath it, it's codes of information. It's not unlike the concept of a video game that is programmed. And there's some really interesting books out there about the holographic universe. Jude Curvin has a great book, The Cosmic Hologram, that talks about how light and energy and information all play together as sort of this cosmic soup that creates our reality. And our intuition, that's what makes it so great and ties it to intuition, because what does intuition do? It reads information. So we have access to that core truth of reality through our intuition.
We could go so deep here because I am so stimulated by this. I love this type of conversation. This is awesome. So tell me more. Let's talk about the seven keys to unlocking intelligence. And can you touch on what they are? I know you already did in some respect, but can we go a little deeper?
Yeah. So I wrote this book to help people to really personally experience the quantum world and quantum phenomena, right? So we think, oh, you know, the quantum physics, that's like the Hadron Collider. That's all those, you know, books out there and all these theories. But really, we are participants in the quantum universe at all times. So now we're understanding that those theories and those ideas translate into real human experience. So this book is about providing keys and pathways. And these are just examples. There are many additional things that we can do, but these seven keys are really core sort of step-by-step ways for us to start beginning to bring that quantum magic into our life, to intentionally experience it, to witness it, and really participate in the wonder and magic of the universe.
And so your book is really helping folks with these key ideas to help them get a better understanding of the universe, where they play a part in that, their consciousness, and all of that. Let me ask you something. As you were developing this book, how was it that you came up with seven keys?
Yes, that's a great question, because the number was really important to me. I needed it to be a good number. I was really using my intuition about what seemed like the right cadence for this journey, because I wanted the book to be a kind of journey, an awakening journey, where you start out really dipping your toe in the water and then going really deep into the sort of depths of your self-actualization and connection with your inner world. So after I sort of mapped it out, seven just felt like the right number. Seven was the magic number, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, it was the intuitive number. So it was the number that was calling and saying, this is it. These are the seven keys to unlocking intelligence. And so when somebody picks up this book, what do you want them to walk away with in general?
Yeah, I think for me, the mission of this book is helping people to reignite a sense of magic and wonder with life, because we go around every day and we see our physical world and we're so desensitized to what's happening, because we know a chair is a chair, a house is a house, we have bodies, they break down, they heal, all of this stuff. We're so used to this dynamic, but we forget that there's this whole magical universe that's happening within us, around us, all at once, the past, the future, all of the microcosm that's happening within us. So we're participating in something that's vast and magnificent. And this book, I think, really helps us to personally reconnect with that and experience it and rediscover the magic of life.
Right. Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. Can you tell us about Intuition Lab? We haven't really covered that.
Yeah, I'd love to. So my first book came out in 2004, and it was about psychic development. And really, my mission from a very early time was to teach people to use their intuition for themselves. Back then, you know, people were still doing a lot of readings. Readings are great. It's, you know, it's fun to have a psychic reading. And it's, you know, sometimes very enlightening to do that work and receive that work. But ultimately, I wanted people to be able to do it for themselves. And so I started teaching intuition, and it's culminated in my school Intuition Lab, which essentially really informed a lot of the work in this book and in Radical Intuition. And it was an opportunity for us as a group to practice, experiment, research. And all of the things that you're reading about in this book have come out of group practices, research, experiences that have proved the sort of eternal nature of life, the way that life speaks to us from beyond the sort of five senses that we're used to experiencing. So it's been a playground for our intuition. It's also been a great place to get validation and group sort of crowdsourcing and feedback for the journey.
Well, that is wonderful. There's so much that we've unpacked here that we've covered within the short time frame. As we come to the close of the interview, if you were to leave the listeners with one tip to unlock their quantum intelligence, what would that be?
I always tell people that the first thing that we want to do when we really want to open up to our intuition is to slow down, be still, and really open up to receive. We have this habit of thinking we need to do more, think more, learn more, but intuition is counterintuitive to that process. Intuition is about being still. It's about being aimless. It's about being quiet. That's when you have those magic moments in the shower, when you're driving the car, when you're going for a walk. We want to open more space in our life for our intuition to drop in. Because as I mentioned earlier, it just drops in. It just comes. It arrives out of nowhere. So pay attention to those little thoughts, ideas, and feelings that come to you out of the blue. If they have no source in your thought process, they're likely your intuition trying to tell you something.
I love that. Thank you, Kim, for joining me on the Core Women podcast today.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's been great talking with you.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much. If you would like to connect with Kim Chesney, go to www.kimchesney.com and you can follow her on Facebook, Twitter, and now X, Instagram, and YouTube. You can also purchase her book at your local retailers and Amazon.
Thank you for joining us on the Core Women Podcast with Dr. Summer Watson. We're so glad you're here and would love to connect more with you. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Core Women, and on Twitter at Core Women 1. For more about Core Women and Dr. Watson, visit corewomen.com. Want more support and resources for amazing women like you? Great! Join Dr. Watson and Jen Fontanilla at the Life, Love, and Money Collective, a Core Women production that aids in understanding the key traits that might be getting in the way of living a life that you are absolutely passionate about. Connect with Summer and Jen and find out more at thelifeloveandmoney.com.